Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Oh, hello there. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited for this week's show. But first, let's do last week's challenge. I said start with the word resolutions. Change one letter to an A, rearrange the letters, and you can spell the names of two baseball teams that play near each other. What are the words?
Well, if you change the U to an A, you can spell Orioles, play in Baltimore, and the Nats, which play in Washington, D.C.
However, if you've ever driven between the two cities, you might argue with my characterization of them being close.
Yes, geographically, however, maybe not temporally.
Exactly.
All right, Ian, through the magic of radio, tonight I am both here in the studio with you and also in Cambridge, Massachusetts, taking part in the annual MIT Mystery Hunt. One of those events will be over in a few minutes. The other will go on for days on end.
Guess which?
Since I am in two places at the same time, in a sense, it seemed appropriate to have a quiz about people who can also appear to be in two places at once, famous twins. A brewery employee involved in an argument over which game bird in Europe was the fastest was put in touch with twins Ross and Norris McWhirter, who had been running an agency founded, quote, to supply facts and figures to newspapers, yearbooks, encyclopedias, and advertisers. This meeting led to the McWhirters being commissioned to write the first edition of what book?
Guinness Book of World Records.
That is correct. And to end the suspense, the argument was over whether the golden plover or the red grouse was faster, and it turns out the plover is the faster one.
I had red grouse.
I know, everybody who had money on the grouse, sorry. Twin musicians Matthew and Gunnar Nelson are the frontmen for a band appropriately called Nelson. The twins are the sons of what teen idol, perhaps best known for his role on The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet and his hit songs Poor Little Fool and Travelin' Man.
And they were recently guests on the Roundtable.
What?
I will say Ricky Nelson.
You would say the right thing then. Paul Hamm and his twin brother Morgan were two of the six members of the 2000 U.S. men's Olympic team and the 2004 silver medal winning men's U.S. Olympic team in what sport? In which Paul also won a gold medal in the individual all-around competition.
That's gymnastics.
That is gymnastics. In Greek mythology, twins Apollo, often referred to as the god of music, archery, and the sun, among other things, and Artemis, the goddess of the hunt and the wilderness, among other things, are the children of Leto and Hume, who ruled as the king of the gods from Mount Olympus.
Zeus?
Zeus is correct. And finally, one of them has lived most everywhere, from Zanzibar to Berkeley Square. The others only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. On what 1960s TV show did these identical cousins, a pair of matching bookends but different as night and day, appear?
I don't know it.
She tragically recently passed away, which is a very sad thing. It's the Patty Duke Show.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been in two places at once? What places were they? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase saw double. That's S-A-W-D-O-U-B-L-E. Change one letter to an F, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, four letters, one letter, four letters, for what you might do if you use too much electricity. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets, but not a Twins fan, for whatever it's worth. Mike,
hey.
I'll get to work on this challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then. Twice, perhaps.